We'll call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order this morning. I'd like to go ahead and the time is 9 o'clock on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. With me is Co-Chair Hoffman, Co-Chair Stedman, Senator Bishop, Senator Wilson, Senator Keogh, Senator Merrick, and myself. We have Senator Greg Jackson in the room as well for our bill. We're hearing two bills on the agenda this morning. Senate Bill 85 and Senate Bill 206. Senate Bill 85 is a permanent fund employment eligibility by the governor. We heard this bill on February 26th. It took public testimony. We heard a second time on April 18th and adopted a committee substitute version U as a working document. Mr. Alper, will you please come on up and remind the committee what this bill does and what the committee substitute was all about?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. For the record, Ken Alper, staff to Senator Olson and the Finance Committee. Senate Bill 85 is the governor's bill. It came to us from the Department of Revenue, the Permanent Fund Dividend Division, and it addresses some issues of dividend eligibility, specifically for university students when they're out of state and how their time during school breaks are calculated. Also, merchant marines, when they're in their academy, that they can qualify as allowable absences. The bill also allows the division to fingerprint and background check their employees as a security measure. So that's the bill as it came to committee originally. There were a couple of minor changes made in the committee substitute that we adopted last week. They made it the list of the names of the people that apply for dividends a confidential data set. There have been some data issues and some fraud issues that they wanted, and this came to us from the agency as well, protect themselves from. The addresses and other personal information were already confidential. We also updated the effective date forward because this bill originally came to the Senate in 2023, and then, so the effective date needed to roll forward. So the committee substitute was relatively minor, and that's the bill that you have before you.
Do you have any questions by members of the committee for Mr. Alper on what the committee substitute does? Mr. Alper, guys, one of the questions I have is how many people are we actually affecting by this that are going to be eligible for the permanent fund dividend?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know that off the top of my head. We're talking the merchant marine number, I think, is in the tens at most. And the university students, on the one hand, there are some thousands of out-of-state college students, but the ones where the numbers might push them over the line of eligibility because of those days on school break, I suspect would be quite small. The director of the Permanent Fund Dividend Division is on an airplane, Ms. Wachtusik. She'd probably be the best person to answer it. Amy Bushnell, their liaison, is behind me in the audience, and I believe Corey Bigelow from the Department of Revenue is on the phone as a lifeline if we really need an answer to that question, but I really can't give you off the top of my head.
It's one of the questions I have that's related to it. So the fiscal note's fairly minimal because of the small number of people that are affected.
Mr. Chairman, the fiscal note, the way I read it, it's just a change in administrative function. It's the same work they're already doing. They're just going to calculate a couple of things a little bit differently. So, yes, they're going to absorb it with existing resources.
Okay, any further questions by members of the committee for Mr. Alper? If there's no further discussion, Senator Keogh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start with just a disclosure. While I have two college-age daughters, neither one of them will benefit from this bill. One doesn't need it, and the other still won't qualify even with it. So no conflict, just information. With that, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee report Senate Bill 85, Work Order 33LS1337/U, as in Utqiagvik, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, Senate Bill 85 moves from committee. Please sign the report. We'll take an ID while we're waiting. We'll call the Senate Finance Meeting back to order. Next bill up is Senate Bill 206, Workers' Compensation Stay at Work Program by Senator Elvie Gray Jackson. We first heard this bill on March 20th. We requested amendments from the committee and did not receive any. Mr. Elber, please remind us what the bill does, then we'll have the sponsor come on up and have some comments as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill, the sponsor is working with the Department of Labor, the Workers' Compensation Division, and it has to do with employees that are injured at work and making sure that they sort of stay in connection with their agency and stay in communication. Studies have shown that if they're away for a while, they tend to never come back. So set up a communication process, a rehabilitation process, and just more importantly, that the worker is aware that the agency is thinking about them. So it creates a dedicated person, a rehabilitation specialist. That's the source of the fiscal note. But really, the bill is about processes and communications with injured workers.
Any questions by members of the committee for Mr. Alper? If not, we'd like to go to public testimony. We'll open public testimony now. Anybody online or in the room wants to go and testify? I don't see anybody here, so we'll go ahead and close public testimony. We'll ask the bill sponsor to come on up with her aide and make a few comments on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. All I want to say is thank you so much for hearing this bill again. Mr. Alper did a great job of refreshing everybody's memory and the public what the bill as to what the bill does. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you.
Yes.
Senator Elvie Gray Jackson, District J.
Okay.
Sorry about
that. Do you want to comment as well?
I don't have any comments for the record. My name is Suma Diaz, staff to Senator Gray Jackson.
Well, you did all the work for getting the bill through, didn't you? Getting it all set up. Okay, Senator Merrick, motion.
Thank you, Chair Olson. I move Senate Bill 206, Work Order 33-LS1084, /alpha from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Without objection, Senate Bill 206 moves from committee. That concludes our agenda for this afternoon, this morning. The next hearing will be this afternoon at 1:30. We'll be hearing the operating and mental health budgets, HB 268 and HB 270. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, we're adjourned at 9:12 p.m. 8 a.m.